Dr. Bob Bertog, the president of the Bertog Landscape Company, is on a phone line. Dr. Bob, welcome to the show.
Hey, John, how are you this week?
Pretty good, and congratulations on your doctorate.
Yes, I have the penmanship to be a doctor for sure.
I think that's all it requires now. He is the president of the Bertog Landscape Company in Wheeling, a certified landscape professional with the National Association of Landscape Professionals. Bob, it's been cooler. It's been dry. What advice do you have for us lately?
Now's the time to get out in that yard and get that seeding done. Core aeration and seeding. This is the perfect weather for it.
Yeah, boy, though. You know, we've been running the sprinkler on part of the property where our yard, where the plants are, like our bushes and some flowers or whatever. And then some of that water hits the grass. Well, where it's hitting the grass, it's lush, it's green, it's beautiful. Where it's not, it's not. But I don't want to pay to water the whole dang yard. So I say all of that to just say it's amazing how dry it is and what a difference even just a little bit of rain would be making right now.
Yeah, actually, August, we were almost an inch over average for the month, but we're still over 4 inches below average for the season.
Saw on TV last night, they said that this summer, now that we're out of Labor Day, was 1.7 degrees warmer than the average or the record high? I guess than average. I don't know. We're 1.7 degrees hotter this summer. And when they talk about global warming and climate change, they talk about like 2 degrees Fahrenheit. We all kind of shrug and go, eh, whatever, 2 degrees, I can live with it. Well, we were about 2 degrees warmer this summer, and we felt it. I'm not asking about climate change. I'm just saying that's an interesting way to sort of reckon how much warmer this summer was. It was hot this year, Bob.
Well, it was not only hot, but it was the humidity was at record levels as well.
Yeah, and humidity
that's
is not...
That's what does the damage.
Well, isn't humidity. That interesting? Because I thought that moisture would be good for the plants. Humidity is not, huh?
No, it's a perfect harboring for fungus to colonize and grow. And it's just, especially at nighttime, when it's hot and humid at night, you have just a perfect environment.
One of my neighbors was running his sprinkler the other night. I almost ran up and knocked on their door. Said, oh, Bob wouldn't like this, I'm telling you.
Water police.
Yeah, exactly. In some parts of the country, it's more a conservation issue. I don't think it's that here in northern Illinois next to all these great lakes, but it's not a good idea to water at night, says Dr. Bob. Lots of questions for you. Ready, sir?
Sure.
312-981-7200. Hey, Bob, I'm going to slit overseed the yard this weekend. How deep should I set the slit seeder? And seed at what rate for a mediocre established lawn?
The slit, you want to shoot for anywhere between a quarter and a half an inch. And actually, just to real quick explain it, it's a machine. It actually slices the ground and then has a drop box behind it. Then it puts the seed into the slit. Very effective way of seeding and gets fast germination. So a quarter to a half an inch. And then basically, it depends, if just a standard bluegrass lawn, about 4 pounds per thousand square feet for restoration purposes.
Hmm. I got a question for you. How much seed could a slit seeder seed if a slit?
Gonna have to run 4,000 square feet. That's I know what you're saying.
Bob, we have a tree that is growing suckers under it. Any way to control these? I got them too. You get on your hands and your knees and you snip those things off. A week later, they'll be back. And this is the rest of your life.
Yeah. And then what you can do is expose it and then put mulch over it, you know, take the whole,
no, but that's hiding
the problem. Put the whole root zone and then it'll keep them from germinating.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
If you put enough, okay, because I have some.
Put enough mulch over, it'll be fine.
Well, I think you're hiding the problem. I mean, that eventually pushes up from underneath the mulch, doesn't it, Bob?
Not if it doesn't get enough sunlight.
Really? Okay, then maybe I didn't have enough down because I've done that and here they come.
Yeah, and you don't want to use a herbicide to take care of them. That'll work too, but then you just remember that those suckers are attached to the roots, so it's going to eventually get into the tree.
Well, maybe it's time I kill that tree.
There you go. Yeah.
All right, 312-981-7200. Jim's got a question for you. Go ahead, Jim. You're on WGN Radio.
All right, thanks. Hey, Bob, the question is, I had sprayed some weed killer on the lawn. Some of the weeds died, some did not. But part of the lawn now is turned brown. What I'd like to know is, can it be thatched and reseeded? Does it need to be pulled up and resodded?
You should be able to just rake up the dead grass and put in some topsoil and seed, and it'll be fine.
Good, good. Okay, that's what I went for. What about the weeds that exist? Make sure I pull those up first, or do you think those will die over the wintertime?
It depends on what type of weed it is. Some of them are perennial weeds, and they come back every year. If it's an annual weed, it won't come back. But the better question is, why didn't the herbicide work for the first time?
Yeah.
So I'd try and make sure you properly identify the weed and make sure what type of weed it is, if it's a grassy weed or a broadleaf weed, because it's two different modes of action you'd need to use with a herbicide.
Obviously, he didn't
where do I determine what kind of weed it is?
If it looks like grass, like crabgrass, that's a grassy weed, and if you spray that with a broadleaf weed herbicide, it won't do anything. And vice versa, if you spray broadleaf weeds with a grassy weed control, it won't do anything.
And there is, so try and identify the weed, then get the appropriate herbicide. They can help you at a lawn care center. There's also an app on your phone you can get. You take a picture of it, and it'll tell you what you've got. That's a thing, and that might be one way to start, too. Okay, Bob Bertog, you ready for more questions from our listeners?
Yes.
When do I apply grub control?
Well, grubs are starting to get active right now, so if you see them and they're feeding, now is the time. You want to use something like Dilox. It's a fast-acting insecticide.
And it's topical. You just spread it in this on the top of the lawn, right?
Yeah, it should be watered in, though, because they're feeding in the root zone, so you want to get that insecticide down into the root zone.
Is it still a good time to fertilize?
Yes, it's still round three. That window, you got another week or two, and then, you missed it.
Can compost be used on lawns, or is it too hot?
Well, if it's an aged compost, which is most of the stuff you get at the garden centers is aged, you'll know when you scoop it, you'll know if it's hot. I mean, you could just feel it. And then, yes, that would be bad for the lawn if it's too hot. You want to get a compost that's been aged. It's at least a year. It's at least a year old.
Dr. Bob, does it make... They're referring to you as Dr. Bob. I like that. Does it make sense to mix in some rye seeding in a former garden area to help hold the bluegrass?
Most of your bluegrass blends have a perennial ryegrass mixed in there. It's very hard to find a straight 100% bluegrass. You can buy it, you can order it, but you're not going to find it on the shelf. Most of your grass mixes have a combination of ryegrasses, bluegrasses, and fescues mixed together.
Okay. Yeah, I've noticed on the side of the bag it has percentages there.
Right.
Kathy is next. We got a few of them on the line. You go first, Kathy, on line two. You're on WGN.
Okay. I just had some environmentally friendly plants, pollinators, to attract the bees and all that kind of stuff, put down with mulch, put down, and all of a sudden I have these tiny little green all over, not in the plants, but all over where there aren't plants. They look exactly the same. These tiny little sprouts coming up, they look exactly the same. And my gardener, who's my sister-in-law, said that the mulch is heat-treated and comes in bags, so there should not be any viable seeds in there. What could this be? Do you know what I'm talking about?
Well, there shouldn't be seeds in there, but it sounds like wherever you got the mulch, there's seeds in there. Something is mixed in there.
It's the mulch. Okay.
Yeah. They have somehow got some seeds in there.
So then it's growing up. What do you do now, Bob?
I would just, rake it, till it, because it's not going to have, if there's any depth at all to the mulch, it's not going to have enough to root itself and grow. So,
Turn it.
Take a cultivator and turn it, and they're not going to survive.
Producer Pete, who's next? Thank you, Kathy, for the phone call. And that's you, Julie. You're on WGN.
Hi. Thanks for taking my call.
Yeah.
We were having an issue with our oak trees. The leaves are curling and turning brown.
Yeah.
This started, 3 to 4 weeks ago. It's not like it's seasonal.
No.
This is the first time this happened. It's on our huge old growth oaks and newer ones. And I'm wondering what we should do about that.
There is a lot of heat stress right now with trees, but considering an oak tree, since those are the almighty oaks, I would get an arborist out there as soon as possible because it could have a disease called oak wilt, which can be very deadly to oak trees. So I would definitely have that professionally diagnosed.
That's the term we've been throwing around and wondering, but that could be deadly to our trees.
Yeah.
Yes.
Correct. Okay, we've got some work ahead of us.
Good luck to you. Yep. Bob, I've noticed just in my neighborhood leaves on the ground from various trees, and I presume it's because it's just been so dry. I know August was wet, but between the heat and the conditions, the trees have been distressed. Do you think we're going to have an early fall, and are the leaves going to start coming down now?
I do. In fact, there are some varieties of maples that have already completely defoliated
really?
For the season. Yep, especially roadside. You see a lot on the roadside because of the heat from the roads, and they're typically not watered, and they don't have surrounding landscape, and the heat just bounces off that pavement.
And you can't water your way out of that, huh?
At this point of the season, I'd still water, but don't freak out if the trees start defoliating. Now, that oak turning brown would concern me. I would definitely get an arborist on that, but your maples and things and your birches, they're going to start defoliating early.
312-981-7200. What can get rid of wild violets in the lawn?
There are selective herbicides that are labeled for wild violet, but the best time to get those is in the spring when they're flowering.
Okay, maybe who's next, producer Pete? Let's go with, where is that? Pat. Pat, you're on WGN. What can we do for you?
Oh, hi. Thanks for taking my call. We had two yucca plants, which were beautiful, but we wanted to remove them, you know, needed to do that. My husband dug them out and got all the roots, so he thought. And then we had little baby yuccas coming up. He removed those as well, and we still have little baby yuccas coming up. So what do we need to do to alleviate that?
Yuccas are like hosta. You can't get rid of them. I would take a non-selective herbicide, and right when you see them start sprouting again, go ahead and spray them with that. Or if they're part of another part of the landscape, then you do that wicking method where it takes a little more labor, but you put the herbicide just on the individual leaves of the plant, and it'll eventually translocate and kill them. And mechanical removal, too. If you keep doing that, the plant will eventually give up.
You spray that stuff on your hands, so you have gloves on your hands, and then you massage
right.
The plants.
Yep.
Yeah. 127 on WGN, and that's all the time we have today, Bob. Lots of questions today, I'm not surprised, and probably next Wednesday as well, if you can join us then.
I will be here.